USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He tweeted over the weekend he would, and today President Trump has confirmed his administration is imposing tough new sanctions on Iran, effective today, telling reporters at the White House,
sanctions imposed through the executive order will deny the Supreme Leader and the Supreme Leader's office and those closely affiliated with him and the office access to key financial resources and support.
He says the U.S. doesn't seek conflict with Iran, but will continue to increase pressure on its Middle East adversary to prevent it from developing nuclear weapons and supporting terrorist groups. Democratic presidential hopeful U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders now calling for a revolutionary plan to cancel all college student debt. It would be paid for with a tax on Wall Street financial transactions. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The White House was briefly on lockdown earlier today. It was imposed after a suspicious package was discovered near the White House. News crews stationed on the North Lawn were even ushered into the media briefing room, and pedestrian traffic was closed along Pennsylvania Avenue. Without detailing what it was, the Secret Service says it wasn't really a threat. As the Trump administration's considering new military action in the Middle East against Iran, Democratic presidential hopeful Robert Beto O'Rourke is calling for the U.S. to end the wars once and for all in Iraq and Afghanistan and bring the troops there home.
Let's bring them back home to their families, allow them to contribute here to our shared success and to our greatness.
Italy will be hosting the 2026 Winter Olympics as Sweden and Italy went head-to-head today with the Olympic Committee in Switzerland in their bid to win the rights to play host. Those Italy games will take place in Milan Cortina. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Unsealed federal documents show President Trump's former campaign chief and a top political talk host were text buddies. The documents include 55 pages of text messages between Paul Manafort and Fox's Sean Hannity. Manafort had a sympathetic media ally in Hannity as federal investigators were closing in and ultimately prosecuted the former Trump campaign chairman for a series of financial crimes and witness tampering, according to the messages. The logs date back to mid-July 2017, showing that Manafort and, as they put it, a TV host named Sean leveled repeated attacks on Mueller's team of prosecutors. They also discussed Manafort's legal representation, Hannity and Manafort expressing concern about the direction of the country, and Hannity repeatedly asks Manafort how he can, quote, help him, making it clear that he views the two to be aligned in their mission. Hannity addressing the news on Twitter a few nights ago, saying, quote, my view of the special counsel investigation and the treatment of Paul Manafort have been made clear every day to anyone who listens to my radio show or watches my TV show. And a Canadian woman says she fell asleep on a flight to Toronto and woke up alone on a cold, dark, empty aircraft, apparently missed by the crew. Tiffany Adams was on that flight on June 9th. It was a 90-minute Air Canada flight, but she woke up 2 hours after it landed. She ended up finding a flashlight in the cockpit to send out an SOS through the door, which eventually caught the attention of a luggage handler. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.